USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With protests continuing in his state and nationwide, with many of them turning violent, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear affirmed his call for State Attorney General Daniel Cameron to release evidence in the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor after a grand jury declined to charge the officers involved.
I trust the people of Kentucky and the people of America with the truth. And I think now, especially since the Attorney General has determined not to pursue certain charges, it's time to post all the information, all the facts, all the interviews, all the evidence, all the ballistics, to truly let people look at the information.
During the announcement that a grand jury had chosen to charge only one of the officers in the police raid that led to the death of Taylor, the Attorney General said he's not ready to release the evidence because of a pending trial as well as ongoing FBI investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment aid remains stuck at a high level. 870,000 people filed for state unemployment benefits this week, according to the Labor Department. That amounts to an increase of about 4,000 from the week before and is four times higher than the typical weekly level before the coronavirus pandemic. Another 630,000 workers applied for pandemic unemployment assistance, which is a program for self-employed and gig workers. Organizers of the popular Times Square New Year's Eve celebration in New York City will go digital when revelers welcome 2021. It's the first time in 114 years that a massive crowd will not be packed in the iconic destination to ring in the new year. In an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus, Times Square Alliance announced the festivities will now be virtually enhanced television celebrations that will come to partygoers wherever they are. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says the November election could prove a pivotal moment for Asian Americans if they turn out to the polls. During a fundraiser hosted by the Asian Americans Against Trump Project, Yang said on a panel that the racial group could experience a major political awakening. Yang said if we get out in force and help Joe and Kamala win, this could be the awakening Asian Americans have been waiting for a generation or more. The former presidential candidate challenged the crowd to roll up our sleeves and do things we've not done as a community as much as other people in other communities. The Pac-12 will be back in the football business starting in November. Pac-12 teams will play a 7-game conference-only regular season schedule followed by conference championship game on December 19th at the home stadium of the divisional champion with the best record. No fans will be permitted all season. The plan was hammered out at a meeting of Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. The Pac-12 initially announced on August 11th it would not play any football this year because of lingering medical questions about COVID-19. By going ahead, the Pac-12 becomes the fifth Power 5 conference to be this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and SEC all previously announced plans to play in 2020. The Big Ten initially decided not to play this fall, but reversed itself last week after the conference was able to secure the ability to rapid testing daily. The Big Ten resumes on October 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.